Okay, we are at the bottom of Chaf Beis on the Beis. So we just started to see the sugya of the Beis Hatzvita of the Chula. We said my Beis Hatzvita. We mentioned that Kala Kalem, they have different sections, is what we said in the Mishnah. Let's just read it again one more time. There we go. He said that Acharayim v'teich u'beis hatzvita betruma avalei v'kodesh, which we said meant that we look at a keli which has got different compartments, and we look at each section separately, and we say that if it's possible to use each of these sections separately, then if one section becomes tamei, the rest of it does not become tamei. So we said, my Beis HaTzvita, what is the Beis HaTzvita? Amar Reb Yehuda Mishmuel, Makim Shetzivtei. This is the place where you hold the keli. It's some type of a handle. The Chen Huaymar, it says, Vayitzbat La Kali, that he kind of handed, presented to her parched corn, so kind of using the handle and so on. Reb Asi Amar Reb Yechanan, Makim Shnekiya Das Tzevin. And we saw in Rashi, this was the place where people who were a little bit finicky, they did not want to use some type of a communal tray, and they would have like a little tray, a little section, where they would have some type of a dip, chaimitz or chardel and so on. So it was like a separate little component, separate little chamber and so on. Al-Kabonim, what did we say the din was? That if, when it comes to Truma, we're able to say that if one section becomes tummy, the adjacent component section does not become tummy. So Tani Riv Bibi Kame Driv Nachman Kala Kalim Ein Lahem Achirayim Batoich. All Kalim, we don't say that they have separate chambers and sections, but rather we say that if one section becomes tummy, the rest of it becomes tummy. So Kala Kalim Ein Lahem Achirayim Batoich Echad Kodshi Amigdash Echad Kodshi Hagvul. And this applies both to Kodesh HaMikdash, which we understand is regular Kodesh, which is eaten in the Beis HaMikdash, and we say it also applies to Kodesh HaGvul. So, the question is, what exactly does that mean? So, Amar Lei Kodesh HaGvul Mai Ninu. What exactly does it mean, Kodesh HaGvul? Selachar, it means Truma. I mean, Kodesh, which is eaten, you know, all throughout Eretz Yisrael, it could be eaten anywhere in the Gvulis of Eretz Yisrael. So it means truma. If it means truma, so then that lachari is the like Mishnah Seinu. V'atanan acharayim v'teichu beis hatzvita l'truma. We said, but there is a concept of looking at each part of the keli separately when it comes to truma. That's exactly what the Mishnah said. The Mishnah said, acharayim v'teichu beis hatzvita l'truma. And then if one part of it becomes tummy, the rest of it does not become tummy. So how can you say, how can you Rabibi say over a brace which says that Kala Kalem, Eilem Achrayim V'Toyich, Echad Kodesh HaMikdash, Echad Kodesh HaGvul, the same applies to Truma? Our Mishnah says it doesn't apply to Truma. Right, Truma there is, we do split it up. So Dilma lechulin shenasu al taras hakodesh ka'amrit. Maybe what you meant, or maybe what this brace is referring to when it says kodshim igdashim kodshag gvul is not proper kodshim, but it's regular chulin, which for that reason may be eaten in the gvulim, but it's eaten al taras hakodesh. Maybe that's what it's referring to. That's what it's referring to. Rashi says, last Rashi, Dilma hai kodshi gvul chulin shenas al taras kodesh ka'amrat. Vayidei mishnas chazu huskartani dava sheshamati miraba baravua rabbi drav nachman. The Gemara says, at karatin milsa da amar rabba baravua. So he was reminded of that which was said from Rabba Bar Avua. Achas Esri Milis Shanu Kan. There are 11 Milis mentioned in the Mishnah. Sheish Rishonos Bein LaKedish Bein LaChulin Shnas Al Taras HaKedish. the first six apply not only to proper kachim, but even to cholin shnas al taras hakodesh. Whereas when it comes to the achareinos lekodesh shavale lecholin shnas al taras hakodesh, and as we saw, the reason why is because the first several include some type of a drarid of tuma diraisa, whereas the last five do not. So bekitzo, what have we said? That we've said that the this particular chaimer which we have by kodesh, which was number two on the list of achirayim b'teichu beisat svita b'truma v'le b'kodesh, which I'm just going to read Rashi in the Mishnah one more time. Kli haroyel ishtamesh b'socha, you can use the inside of it. Umiacharav, or you could use just the outside of it, or you could use just the handle, the beisat svita, or this separate little compartment where they would put the sauces. Kol tashmish v'tashmish shaboy chashuv kli b'fnei atzmai. It's considered to be an individual kli. Le'inyin truma shimnitmazeh le'initmazeh. And we're speaking about cases of a tuma derabonin, and we're saying that this applies to truma that we're making, but when it comes to kodesh or chulim shenasal taras hakodesh, if you're matama one section, even though there's another section which in theory has a separate shimush, that becomes tamei. The base of tzvita becomes tamei. Everything becomes tamei. It's all considered lemais. It's all connected. It's one unit. Elamai, you're telling me you could in theory use each of them separately. So that we're going to be making for truma, but not when it comes to inyani kodesh. Good. Fine. Now we move on to number three on the list. So number three on the list was Haneses Amidras, Neses Hatrumos. We're speaking here about someone who is carrying the example Rashi said was Min Al Shel Zav. He's carrying the shoe of a Zav. And we said he's allowed to carry a Kli Cheres with Trum inside. That's what we said. So says the Gemara, Neses Amidras, Neses Hatrumos, Valeis HaKodesh, he can carry Trum and HaKodesh. Kodesh, my time alloy. What's the reason why he's not able to transport Kodesh? Mishum Maisa Shahayo. Because there was an event which took place. Mishum Maisa Shahayo. Dom Revita Mishmuel, Maisa Bechat Shahayo, Maver Chavish Layayin, Kodesh, Mimakam Lamakam. There was a story where a person once, it was an incident where a person was transporting a barrel of Yayin of Kachim from place to place. Vinifsika Ratsua Shal Sandali, and the strap of his sandal snapped. Rashi says Midras Azov Haisa, and this was actually considered to be the Midras of Azov, so the sandal was Tommy. What happened? Vinotla Biyadi, and he, because the sandal strapped, because the strap of the sandal snapped, that's what I meant to say, because it snapped. And it ended up entering the eris space of the barrel. Now remember, we said a kli cheres is not mekabel tuma migaboy; it's only mekabel tuma miaviro from the inside. So here, the strap of the sandal, which was tummy, entered the eris space of the chavis. When it's called social sandali, v'natla v'nichal gabin chavis v'nafla laavir a chavis. And it entered the airspace of the chavis, mindit meis, and it was metama the contents of the wine which was kachim. Ba'is hasha amru. When this happened, they made a takana gzeira, and they said anezis amidras, nezis atruma, avaleis hakodesh, because they didn't want, because they were metama kachim, and they thought this thing can happen. A person's traveling, your sandal snaps. Your sandal is tummy, it ends up entering the airspace of this barrel, and therefore they said, you're not allowed to do so. So, number one, we'll just look at the top Tesis, Simpshat. Tesis says, don't we have a cloud that if you have a keli, which is tummy, and it breaks, doesn't that usually cause the tumor to stop? Meaning, if you have kelim and you're a shaver of the keli, so then the tumor's paka. Usually the tumor goes away. So over here, if you have a sandal and it snaps, so why don't we just say that the tumor is gone? And therefore, so what if he had an open barrel and the strap of the sandal went inside the barrel, but to the extent that the sandal is no longer useful, it's like a keli which was nishbar. And once it breaks, shvi rosin, zui taha rosin. When it breaks, so then it's no longer a viable keli. That's what Tezis is bothered with. Apple gav, degabi tumaksiv kli, my ritzu alav kliu. The strap of his ritzua snapped. And you see, it's no longer, it doesn't have a shame kli anymore. So if it's no longer a kli, then we should say shvi rosin zuitar rosin. Alvalav manahu, so it's no longer a keli. If it's no longer a keli, then there shouldn't be any more tuma. Tzach lemeimar. We'll have to say that it still could be fixed. Even a hedyot, even a layman who is not a shoemaker, would be able to put it back, would be able to fix it, and so on. And maybe that's the reason why it still has a shame kli, and that's why the tumor remains. The point is, the tumor remains.
But in terms of timing, the shoelace felt that came off at the time when the shoe was torn. So,
right, I mean,
it was a separate item.
Well, no, we're saying number one, what happened is the sandal was tummy. Then it snaps. So the fellow picks it up and carries it, and it ends up entering the sandal, the lace, or the piece of leather, ends up entering the confines of his keli, which has got wine of kodshim inside. And therefore we said it's metame. But the question is, but why? But once it snaps, it's no longer a keli anymore.
Well, wait a minute. That snapped. The shoe is still there. It snapped. It came off the shoe when the shoe was tomei. It came off the shoe.
So they should be tahar.
No.
Sure. That's the din. If you have a keli and it breaks, it's tahar.
The lace has still got the tumor from the shoe.
No, it doesn't. No, it doesn't. Whenever you have a keli and it breaks,
they're two separate things.
They're not separate things. No, it's not. It's not a separate lace. It's just a leather strap which is attached to the shoe. It's part of the shoe, and when it breaks, but this is says over here would have to say that the hedyot could be able to put it back. Fine. Al kabanim. So that's the reason why they made gzeira that if a person is carrying, a midras, he's not supposed to carry kodesh. So I asked the Gemara, well, if you're telling me there's a real concern. Excuse me, if you tell me there's a real concern that maybe you're going to be matam or something, so why are we not concerned about truma? A person also needs to be shomer truma and ensure that it doesn't become tummy. Iachi truma nami, we should say the same thing by truma nami or truma nami nigzor, some of the gears, so let's make it gzer by truma also. So I think about a fascinating thing. Hamani Reb Hananya ben Akavyahi. I mean, how do we look at gzeris chazal? When Chazal make a gzeira because of a Maisa Shahaya, do we say, well, okay, the Maisa Shahaya was with X, but it makes sense to extend it and to include Y also, because Y is very similar, and the same could apply by Y? Or do we say, look, the Maisa Shahaya took place with X, and therefore the gzeira is only going to take place with X also? So this seems to be a fundamental machlikis tanoim between Reb Hananya ben Akavya and the Chachamim. Reb Hananya ben Akavya limits Gzeiras Chazal and says it only applies to the actual Maisa Shahaya and so on. Hamani Reb Hananya ben Akavya, and therefore, but in short, the answer to the Gemara, what the Gemara is saying is, being that they made Gzeira with regards to Kodshim, because the Maisa was, the fellow was transporting a barrel of wine of Kodshim, they didn't extend the Gzeira to wine of Truma or to Truma. But now the Gemara is just going to speak it out. Tamani Reb Hananya ben Akavya Hida Amar Le Osru, or some of the Girsa of Le Omru. They only said the Gzeira, which we'll see in a minute what they're referring to, Ela B'Yardin, Ubisvina, Kemaisa Shahaya. And that's going to be the line that we need. The Gzeiras Chazal are rigid and limited, well, not rigid, but they're limited to the Maisa Shahaya, and we don't extend, we don't extrapolate, and so on. There's the Gemara. Mai, what is this referring to? What was the Maisa? What happened? Titania. Lo yisa adam mechatas, the Avrachatas, the Yavirayim, the Yardin of Besvino. So when it comes to transporting mehatas or the eif of the hatas, so you've got various things which you need to be matar from tumas meis. You've got the ashes which are ready to mix with the mayim, or just the eif of the hatas themselves. You're not to transport them in the yardain and in a sfina. And neither should you stand on one side of the river and chuck it over the other side of the river. And don't cause it to float on the mayim. And you should not ride on an animal or on your friend's back. Unless they're actually walking on the ground, in which case that's not considered to be that it's floating anymore. Now Rashi says, five lines down, I'm kind of raglav negus bekargamishim maisa shaya besvina, because the story was with a boat which is floating on the water. And so on. Therefore, anything where there's some type of floating is going to be included in the gzera. But if a person is standing on the mud of the ground inside the river, that would be okay. So too, Abu Mavir and Al Gabi Hagesher, one is allowed to walk over a bridge, this is not attached to the water. And that is fine. I said the Tanakama, Echad Hayardain, Echad Sharna Horeis. Even though we're going to see in a minute that there was a story which took place about which they said this statement, nevertheless, and that story took place in the Yardain. Nevertheless, who cares that it was punked the Yardain? Echad a Yardain, Echad Sharna Harais. So, right, this applies to all rivers. And on that, Rav Hanani ben Akavya Omer, Layasru Ela the Yardain, Uber Svina, Ukamaisa Shahaya. No, to the extent that Chazal made a Gzeira about a particular incident, we limit the Gzeira to the incidents, and therefore that incident was done with the Yardin and on a boat, and therefore that's going to be the extent of the Gzeira. Now finally the Gemara says, my Maizah Shaya, what happened? What's the story? Dar Ravida Marav Maizah Bada Mechad Shaya Maver Mechatas Ve'eva Chatas V'Yardin Ubesvina. So there was a story that a fellow was transporting Mechatas, Eva Chatas in the Jordan River on a boat. And they didn't realize, but there was a kezayis of a mace which was stuck in the bottom of the ship. And what happened over here? Because my Rashi says, and therefore the eifachatas, and the mechatas became tummy, because it was mahil. Al Gabi this Kazai's mace. So Ba'isa Sha'omru, Layis, the Adim Mechatas, Vivachatas, Vivavim, Biyardin, Visvino. A person is not allowed to transport Mechatas, Vivachatas in the Yardin in a ship. So this is the Machlekes. Tanagama says, well, okay, punked it happened to be that they were crossing the Jordan River. But there's nothing special about the Yardin as such to say that the Gzeira is only going to be limited to the Yardin. It's going to be in all rivers. And Rav Hananya ben Akavya says, Nain, the Gzeira was done specifically about the Yardain. We don't extend it to any other rivers. And that is that. So Al-Kupanim was saying, one more time, we said over here that if a person is carrying midras, Tumas midras, then they are not allowed to carry Kachim, because there was a story that one time they ended up being matam by the Kachim. If so, you should restrict Truma also. We said you're right in theory, but the Tan of the Mishnah is Rav Hananya ben Akavya, who says that we don't extend Gzeiras Chazal. We limit it to the exact same circumstances which took place. Good. Says the Gemara like this. So, fine. So the Maisa was with a sandal, which was Tommy. So asks the Gemara, very interesting. Says the Gemara like this. He boilahu. Sandal Tame, fine. We understand that some of the Girasa, Kigazrina and the Sandal Tame. When do we make Igzera? We definitely make Igzera if the sandal is Tame. But Sandal Tar, Mao. What about if the sandal is Tar? If the sandal is tahar, says Rashi, my mi gozer sandal tahar otu tame oiloi. Do we make gzeira a sandal which is tahar otu a sandal which is tame? Now, we might ask, we might say, well, the whole thing is gzeira in the first place. You're not allowed to go ahead whilst you are transporting Tumas Midras. You're not allowed to transport a sandal tame for fear that you might end up being metame. And that's gzeira. So now we should ask her a sandal tahar otu a sandal tame. Isn't that gzeira l'gzeira? So l'char we have to say that the reason why the Gemara is asking the shayla is because no, to the extent that we might say a sandal tahar is osta, we would say it's kula chada gzeira. It's all one gzeira. And they just said categorically, don't carry and transport sandalim, because there was a miser with a sandal tummy. The Rishash is bothered over here and says the following. He says, Kashli, Kaven de Tani Hanesis a Midras, Mashmadafka Midras, which is tummy. Meaning the Mishnah says, Hanesis a Midras, someone who's carrying something which is tummy Midras. What is the case over here? The sandal which the Zav trod on is Tami Midras. So then it says, if someone is Mesas a Midras, then you're not supposed to carry Kodshim. So how can you clear and say, what if you're carrying a sandal which is Tar? If you're carrying a sandal which is Tar, you're not being Mesas a Midras. The Gzera was, Mesas a Midras, don't carry Kodshim. But if you're carrying a sandal which is Tar, you're not carrying Midras. That's his kasha. Kasha came as a tani nesis a midras mashma dafka midras umeicha teisa leimar the iser yesh besandal afilu hutar vayid shalim matzinu shitstarchu nesi kodesh leleches yachif. What have we ever found that someone who is transporting kodshim that he needs to go and walk barefoot? So, you know, take a look at the Rishash, these problems. It's very difficult to understand. So that is that shayla. And the Gemara says, Chavis Psucha, we understand the meaning of Chavis Psucha, for sure. That was the story. Chavis Stuma Mahu, but what about by a closed barrel? If the barrel is closed, so then maybe there's no concern. Because as we said, the barrel we're discussing over here is Kli Cheres. Kli Cheres is only Mekabel Tuma Migaboy. From the inside, it's not Mekabel Tuma Migaboy. So once it's closed, maybe there's no room for concern. There's no makom to make Gzeira. A third Shaila, Ovar V'nosa Mao. What happens if a person did B'dievet? Would we say B'dievet that it's Tummy? Rabbi Yila Amar im Avar Venasa Tame, Rabbi Zeira Amar Avar Venasa Tar. He says, in a chamem it was a gzeira, they asked it, they forbade it, but it's a din hachatchila, but if a person did it b'dieved, it is tar, and that is how we passed him. Good. Okay, so far we mentioned the first three din of the Mishnah. We had din number one of Matbilim Kalim, Besach Kalim, Betruma, not for Kodesh, and we had a machlekes between Rabbi Yila, who said it's a chatzitza l'kedin, and Rava, who said it's a gzeira, because you might be matbil in a keli which has a narrow spout. We had acharei matzeichu beis hatzvita wemeiko with regards to truma, to treat them like separate kelim, that if one section becomes tamei, the other sections don't become tamei. And then we said now, and this is a midras, this is a truma v'lo v'sa kodesh. The fourth one we've already discussed previously, which was Big Day Eichli Truma is Midras Lakodesh. And then we also discussed briefly the fifth one, which also had to do with Chatzitza. And we mentioned, according to Rabbi Yila, both the first case and the fifth case have to do with Chatzitza, where we said, Matur Menage Vematbe, Vachach Kosher, Betruma Kosher, Vachach Matbe, which had to do with Nyan Chatzitza. So now we move on to the sixth case. What was the sixth case? It was a kelim hanigmarim b'tahara. So we said kelim which were finished in a state of tahara, nevertheless required tefillah for kodesh, not for truma. So says the Gemara like this: What's going on? Kalim which were finished in a state of tahara required tefillah. The gamrinu man, who finished off this kalim? What was the story? Ilem the gamrinu chaver. If the chaver finished off the kalim, ilem the gamrinu chaver lamalu tefillah. So why is it necessary to be tevilit? A chaver who's makpid and medactic in tumantara finished it. So why would you possibly need to have a tahara? So nigmardin b'tahara karilu. So why are you calling it that it was nigmar b'tahara? To the extent that the fellow is an amaretz, the assumption is that the keli is tummy. So what's going on? Amar Rabba Mashiva, Amar of Masna, Amar Shmuel, liolam the gemenu chaver. Read of the case is a chaver finished off the keli. Umishun sinoyru the amaretz the nafal. Or mishum tzener da'am aretz. But the concern over here is that there is the saliva of the ama aretz which might have fallen on this keli. So the reason why we require some type of a tefillah is because of the tzinera of the ama aretz. If you look at Rashi, Rashi says, Shema nitaz aleha reik v'pi ama aretz kishachavar eichiz bay. The concern is whilst the chavar, who is the one who fashioned this keli, maybe while he's holding it, maybe the saliva of the amaretz went on the keli, and it is metamet. So that's what we said. So when exactly did the saliva make contact with the keli that we're saying it became tame, that we say it requires tvila? So what happened in aflemas? If the saliva made contact with the keli before it was completed, halav mono, it's not a keli yet. At what stage are kelim susceptible to tuma? Once you finish them. But so long as you haven't finished them, they're not susceptible to kabbalah's tuma. Halav mono, ela basa de gamri, elamite, once he's finished it, so the chavar who is medactic in tuman tahara has finished the keli, he's going to allow this halitz of it to come in contact with amaretz. Elabasa the gamrei in mizr zarbu. He's going to be very careful. Loila mikamei the gamrei. Wait, I'll tell you, it was before he finished it. Ah, you said it's not yet mekabel tumah. V'dilma be'idna the gamrei adayin lachi. So it could be before he finished it, when he's not yet so careful and medactic to keep it tahar, because anyway it's not mekabel tumah. At that stage the amaretz came close, and the amaretz was speaking in a way that his saliva made contact with the keli. 2 minutes later the chaver finishes the keli, and there still is some moisture, there's some wetness from the saliva of the amaretz on the keli. Adayin lachahi. And that's the reason why we require tefillah. Says Rashi, Adayin lachi u'mitama mishum shema zavhu. I mean, what is the concern? Perhaps this chap is a zav. Uba mesechas nida tana zoyi v'vareik mitamin lachin v'ein mitamin yuvations. The concern is he's a zav, in which case the concern is that his wet saliva is mitama, not once it is dried. So, full stop. So that is pshat in the Mishnah. Again, so the Mishnah says, if you have kelim hanigmorin b'tahara, so anytime you have a keli which was completed, even though a chaver completed it, you want to use it now for kavshim, we require tefillah. Why? Because maybe an amaretz saliva touched it before it was completed, it was then completed, it's still lach, and it's going to be metame. Full stop. That is the din of the Mishnah. So the Gemara is now medayik, and the Gemara says, Tzvila in harv shemesh loy. Meaning, what do we require? We require tzvila, but we do not require harv shemesh. Meaning to say, even though, if in fact, the saliva of the amaretz would have made contact with this keli, it would have been metamet to the extent that we require harav shemesh. We would say not only do you have to immerse this keli in the mikvah, but you need to wait until nacht, until you use the keli for kachim, because that's the din. If the roik of a zav makes contact, there's a requirement of tefillah and harav shemesh. So the Gemara is medaying that even though the whole reason why you require tefillah is for the concern that maybe this fellow, his saliva touched it, at kama that he did so, there would be a requirement of harav shemesh also. And nevertheless, it's mashmas medaying in the Gemara that tefillah in harav shemesh light, meaning we're not going to be so machmir to require harav shemesh. Says the Gemara, Masnis and the loy Rabbi Eliezer. We're going to have to say that our Mishnah is the loy Rabbi Eliezer. So it's like this. Before we see the next piece, we're now going to move into the world of Paraduma. Now we know in the world of Paraduma there was a fundamental machlekes between the Chachamim and the Tzdukim. The Chachamim said, and they learned this out from a pasuk. It says the word the tahar twice in the parasha, which implies that once a person the item is tahar, even though you have yet to do harav shemesh, and the person, let's say, is a tzvul yoim is kosher b'paraduma. The tzukim disagreed. The tzukim says you need to wait for harav shemesh. And therefore, if someone or something was immersed in the mikvah boi bayoim, where therefore it's got the status of a tful yoim, it's not to be used for anything to do with paraduma. You need to wait until nacht, till harav shemesh. So, in order to dispel this fallacy of the tzdukim, the chachamim bedafka would be mishtamish with a tful yoim, and therefore they would be metame. As we're going to see later on, there would be Matama, the Kohen, who is service of Parah. He would go to the mikvah. He's now considered to be a Tful Yoim. And they would do this specifically to show the Tzukim, we are using a Tful Yoim in the Parah Aduma, and so on. Good. So what we're going to now quote, a Machlekes between Rebbe Eliezer and Rebbe Yeshua, with regarding to what was done when they would make a particular tube which was used to gather the ashes of the paraduma. And the Gemara thinks that it must be that our sugya, which we will just medayik now, that there's no requirement of harav shemesh, it must be that it's not like Rabbi Eliezer. Well, let's see. Masnizin, which does not require harav shemesh, clearly is the lake of Eliezer. This not. In reference to Paraduma, we have like this. Shriferis Shechatcha Lachatis. So you would have a tube, and they would cut it, and they would use this now, let's say, to gather the ashes, which could be used for Paraduma. Shriferis Shechatcha Lachatis, they make it into a kli. So we know that there's a din, as we just said. Kalim Shegamran be Tahara. We nevertheless, there's a requirement of tefillah. Because we treat it as if it's tameh, because we say maybe in Amaretz his saliva might have touched it. So, Shefer Shechat Chalachatas, Rabbi Eliezer Aymer Yitbal Miyad. He says, you can be tameh it immediately. Meaning it's already tameh based on the din of Kalim Hanigmarim B'Tahara, like we said. Therefore, it's sufficient just to go ahead and be tevel it immediately. First, you want to be metame it. The achakar yitzba, meaning it's not so clear to the tzdukim that this is a keli which is tame. The fact that there's a din of kelim anigmar b'tahara that the mishnah says midrabanan it's tame. We treat it as if it's tame. That is a din midrabanan. That is not so clear to the tzdukim. And therefore says Rabbi Yeshua that first you're metame, v'yachakach yitzbo, and then afterwards you would be tevelit. Fine. So that is the machlekes between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. Mavinim bo. And we asked, and we said, the chatchaman, who is cutting this shveferis? What is the story? Who's cutting it? The chatchaman, ilema the chatchachaver, if the case is, then a chaver who's medakdek and tumentaira is the one who's cutting it. Why is it necessary to be table it? You know, why, in what way did it become tamei? Ella dechotcha amaaretz. So if an amaaretz cut it, and if it's definitely tamei, b'ha lemer of Yeshua yitamei v'yitzbol. If an amaaretz was the one who cut it, then it's definitely tamei, because maybe it was a zav. So why would Rabbi Yeshua say that you need to be metamei nochavol? Har metamei v'koy. It's already tamei. Really, the case is that a chaver was the one who cut it. Li'elam dechatcha chaver umishem tzinayrodam aritz, and the reason why we require, the reason why we say that it's tamei, is because we're concerned that maybe the reich of the ama aritz touched it. And once again, we say the novel Amos. When did this fall? Ilema mikamei delichtechei. If the reich fell before he cut it, before he made it into a kli, it's not a kli, it's not mekabel duma. What are you going to say? It's after you made it into a kli. Mizazarba. The chaver is going to be careful it doesn't become tummy. Liyayla mikamei delechtecha. Says, well, really it is before he cut it. meaning, so the reich touched and made contact with this shmiferes before he cut it. What's the concern? Like we mentioned in our Mishnah, Dilma Beidna Dechatcha Adain Lachahi. The concern is maybe it still is moist. So again, this Mishnah in Meseches Para of Shmiferes Shechatcha Lachakis, that Rabbi Eliezer says it is sufficient to be matbalit immediately, and Rabbi Yeshua says you have to be matamit first. The reason why we are treating it as if it is tamei is based on the din of the Mishnah of Kalim and Nigmarim the Tahara, because we're concerned that maybe it has the saliva of the Amaretz on it, and that's the reason why you have to be tevelet. Now the Gemara says like this: Bishleimel Rabbi Yeshua. I understand, according to Rabbi Yeshua, Hainu Diika Hekera Letzdukim. Says Rashi, Bishlim and Rabbi Yeshua, Hamatzricha Litamei. According to Rabbi Yeshua, he says, in the case of Shveferes Shechat Chalachatas, Rabbi Yeshua says, be metamet first. Take this and be metamet first. So according to Rabbi Yeshua, says Rashi, Hamatzricha Litamei, Hainu di Kehekar Letztukim. That's going to be a very clear, conspicuous, defiant demonstration to the Tzukim. Sharei timu tuma gemura, because we are metamit with a real proper tuma gemura, which usually requires a tzrich harav shemesh. It does require harav shemesh. The can yishtamshu bot tvulas yom, and nevertheless, even though you're metamit properly, nevertheless it's sufficient to just dip it in the mikveh and use it by bayom, so it's a tvul yom. That's a real hacker. So according to Rabbi Yeshua, says you actually were metamet ha'nadika keir letzdukim, and how do we know that there is this concept of making a hacker, that we have to make a hacker for the tzukim? That we know from elsewhere. That is the Mishnah Parak Gimel, which designed metamet ha'yu esakein aseret asapara la'itim mi liben shal tzukim sha'emem b'murav yishemesh ha'sanasis, like we mentioned, that they would specifically be Metame, the Kohen who was involved in the Sreifas Apara, and then when he went to the Mikvah and he's still a Tzvul Yoim, they would use him, and this was done specifically, intentionally, to dispel the notion of the Tzdukim, who said you can't use a Tzvul Yoim. So that's kind of parenthetical, that line. I'll come on, the Gemara is saying, Bisham Rabbi Yeshua, who says that you'd be Metame this Shveferes, and therefore the Shveferis is a Tzvul Yoim, and still they would use it. Oh, that's a very nice hacker. Elul Rabbi Eliezer. But according to Rabbi Eliezer, Iyamez Bishleima Ba'alma Ba'inin Av Shemesh. If you say in general, when it comes to the din of Kenan Hanigmarim B'Tahara, usually we require Harim Shemesh, i.e., the din of our Mishnah, Kenan Hanigmarim B'Tahara, we said you have to be Tevel them, because of this concern that maybe the Amaretz was Azov, and his spittle touched the Keli and was wet once the Keli was Nigmar. If Rabbi Eliezer says that you usually therefore require higher shemesh, because of kamat yochayshus, that maybe the saliva of a zav touched it, so then you should definitely require higher shemesh. So if Reb Elazar's shita is that you usually require higher shemesh, I can now understand in the case of para, let's do it, and then we don't require higher shemesh. That's a very nice heker, because we hold there's no requirement of harav shemesh for paraduma. So at least if Rabbi Eliezer says usually you do require harav shemesh, and here he's saying conspicuously you don't require harav shemesh, that's a very nice heker. Ela yamris leibin harav shemesh. But if you say that ba'al manami leibin harav shemesh, that elsewhere you don't require harav shemesh, Maya Kerlitz to Kimikal, then there's no hecker, because you never require Harav Shemesh. Elamai, it must be that you usually require Harav Shemesh, and therefore Rabbi Eliezer is not the Tana of our Mishnah. I'm going to speak this out one more time. Our Mishnah said, Kalim Hanigmarim B'Tahara. You have to be toivled them. Why? Because maybe shortly before I finish the Kali, while it's still not susceptible to Kabbalah's Tumah, maybe an Amaritz's saliva touched it. It's not yet Tameh. I subsequently finish it. The saliva is still there. It's Metameh. And we're concerned that maybe this Amaritz is a Zav. And if he's a Zav, it's Metamet. Therefore, I always say, Kalim Anigmarim B'Tahara, which you plan on using for Kachim, require a Tefillah. Anigmar is Medayik. But at Kamala, you're concerned that maybe this is the saliva from an hour and says, Azov, surely you should require Harav Shemesh. And it's Meduik in the Mishnah, you don't require Harav Shemesh. Who is our Mishnah going like? Not like Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer must require Harav Shemesh. Why? Why must he require Harav Shemesh in our din in the Mishnah of Kelim HaNigmar B'Tahara? Why must he? I'll tell you why, says the Gemara. Because let's now focus on a Mishnah about Paraduma. Then the Mishnah says about Paraduma that when they would take the Shfeferis and they would make it into a Kli, it's an example of Kelim HaNigmarim B'Tahara, and therefore they would immerse it in the Mikvah. Rabbi Yeshua says not only would they put it in the Mikvah, they would actually be Metamet first. Be Metamet, put it in the Mikvah, it's a Tful Yom, and they would use it by Yom to show that Stukim you're wrong. According to Rabbi Ezer, they wouldn't be Metamet. They would just put it in the mikvah and use it. So says the Gemara, so where do we see a very clear, conspicuous demonstration that we're doing something different than the norm? See, if you say that you usually require Harav Shemesh, and now by the Shveferis Paraduma case you don't, you're doing something different. That's conspicuous. Usually require you have to wait till nightfall. Now you don't have to wait till nightfall, you're doing something like Tzimidim and Shal Tzlukim. But if you say that you never require Harav Shemesh, so then what are you doing different? Elamai, it must be that Shita Rabbi Eliezer is you usually require Harav Shemesh, and that's why you're doing something like Tzimidim and Shal Tzlukim. If we say that according to Rabbi Eliezer, you usually require Harav Shemesh, it must be that he cannot be the Tana of our Mishnah, because we are Medayik. Our Mishnah says you don't require Harav Shemesh. That is what the Gemara says. But the Gemara is Deichik.
Are any concerned about Paradom in terms of this issue? They weren't concerned about being...
Correct. With regards to Paraduma, they held that the entire process of Paraduma could not be done with a man or with a keli, which was a Tful Yom, which went to the Mikvah Bay Bay Yom. That they held absolutely not. It's going to be Tahar Gamor. Wait till nightfall. The Chachamim disagree. So I'll go on. We said that Ela Iyamres Bamalei Ba'inan Harav Shemesh Mayikir Letzukim Iko. So Gemara says no. Maybe I can tell you as it fits with our Mishnah. Amalav Asua Ketami Sheretz. You know why there is going to be some type of a hacker over here? Because they made it. They made this Shriferis like a tummy sheretz. They gave it a very high level of tumor. Rashi says, "Lo ilum ba'alma, lo yibay harav shemesh, Rebbe Eliezer, lekelem hanigmarim b'tahara." Like we were medai, in which case he could be the tana of our Mishnah. Lo ilum ba'alma, lo yibay harav shemesh, Rebbe Eliezer, lekelem hanigmarim b'tahara. Tafirachi ike keira. So Ibazir, what's the hacker over here? The fish shveferish al chatus. this particular shufres of chatas also keilu nagu b'sheretz. They said we are going to treat this shufres like something very tamei, as if it touched a sheretz. Linyan minyan rishin, it can make a rishin and a sheni and so on. Hilkach ilav the paranasis betfula yoim. Had it not been that they are makel and that they allow the maaseh para to be done with a tvul yom, there's no way that this item would not require harav shemesh, because after all, this shveferis they made into a very chomor type of tumah. They made it into something which is a tami sheretz. Elamai, what's the reason why there's no requirement of tvul yom? It must be because you never require tvul yom. You never require harav shemesh, excuse me. Asu katami sheretz, says the Gemara, what they made this shveferis like a tami sheretz? Yeah, elama'ata loy titma adam. So if a tami sheretz is an avatuma, tami sheretz is a rishon. So if it's a rishon, if the shveferis is a rishon, then it shouldn't be able to be matama an adam. Allah matanya, and why did we learn in a braisa? Chaitcha umat bila ton tvila. Why do we learn in a braisa that chaitcha umat bila, or some of the gears are hachaitcha vahamat bila, the one who cuts it and the one who immerses it in the mikvah, he requires tvila. But if they made it like a tamisheretz is a rishon, can't be metame a person, and nevertheless the person who cut it and was matpal it doesn't need to go to the mikvah. Why? So the Gemara slightly amends. Says the Gemara, Ella asua ketami meis. They made it like a tami meis, which is an av. It's like an av atuma. Frag the Gemara, yeah. Ihachi tiboy hazas shlishi vishvi. If so, surely it should, that then there should be a requirement that the man should have hazdos shlishi v'shvi. He should need to be sprinkled on day 3 and day 7. Allah matanya chaitcha matbila ton tvila. We said the one who cuts it and the one who immerses it requires a tvila. Tvila in hazdos shlishi v'shvi loy, but it doesn't require anything more than that. It doesn't require hazdos shlishi v'shvi. Ella, third attempt. Ella, sua, ketami meis, v'shvi shalai. But rather, what they did is, they made this shveferis, like itami meis, which is an avatuma, on the seventh day, after having received the hazar. That's what it means. That's what they did. They made it like itami meis, v'shvi shalai.
So what does it mean that they did? They made
and they treated this shveferis like an av hatumah.
Where's the tumah? There's no tumah unless they actually made it.
They treated it. They looked at it and they viewed it like a tamei meis, which is an av hatumah, and that's the reason why now it's able to be matama adam and kalim, and therefore for sure you should require harav shemesh.
But just viewing something doesn't make it tumah.
Well, so we're saying at this stage the Gemara is saying that this is what they did in order to somehow show the tztukim that there's no requirement of harav shemesh, because they said, I mean, we know when it comes to paraduma, certain things which are really supposed to be tar are tamei and so on. And here they said we're giving the din of the shveferis. Remember, we said kedem anigmar and betahara. We are treating them like they are tamei, and we are requiring tvila of them, and we're giving them a high level of tuma. On this stage, we're saying elasu ketamei meis v'shvi shalai. The reason why the man does not require hazos shlishi v'shvi is because they treated it like a tamei meis on day 7, even after. I mean, once it's already after the hazos. Says the Gemara, "Tanya ma'olam lechidshu davar bepara." So this lachari is really maybe what you are asking, this concept, this question which the Gemara is asking now. But didn't we learn they were never made a brand new chidush in paraduma? There was no brand new innovation as such. If you look at Rashi directly across, They made all different types of chumras. So they would move the time of the kain asarfa to make him into a tefol yoyim. They wouldn't necessarily go ahead and create something brand new which has no real application or logic as to why they would institute that now. But if you're going to say, and I think maybe this is what you're asking, to say that they made it like a tamei meis, that's a brand new innovation. That's an innovation. And that, so they made various humras and milas and so on, but to kind of create something innovative, that thing we don't find that they did. So that's difficult to say. You know what that means? That just means that they didn't change the rules of Tum and Taira. In other words, if the rule is, we're going to give an example, when it comes to Tumas Medrists, the din is, items which a person sits on or lies on are subject to Tumas Medrists, like a bed or a chair. An item which a person doesn't sit on or lie on, like a shtender. So if a Zov sits on a shtender, it's not going to become subject to Tumas Medrus. Because Tumas Medrus is a type of tumor which means that if this is a keli, which is oimed for yeshiva and shchiva, and the Zov is sheichev or yeshiv al gabov, it's going to be subject to Tumas Medrus. So they're not going to innovate and say, oh, well, if a Zov stands on a hat, it's going to be subject to Tumas Medrus. That's a brand new innovation. That's what they don't do. They don't change the rules. They don't say, oh, we're going to give something Tumas Medrus, which we're going to give a light bulb Tumas Medrus. No one sits on a light bulb. That's what it means. But to just give it a higher level of Tuma, that's not necessarily considered to be an innovation as such. So just see, I just finish off. As the Gemara says, that's what it means. Shli Amru Kardam Mitame Meshav. We're not going to say take a shovel, a spade, and say, "Oh, this shovel is tamei with this type of tumah." Shalayam rukardim the tamei meishav. Kedetanya v'hayoyishev al hakli. If it's a kli and it's a type of kli which is aimed li yeshiva, then it's going to be subject to that type of tumah. Yachol kafasah v'yashiv aleh. Let's say you've got a container which you use to measure a saw. And this Zov decides to sit on it. I might think that that's going to be metamet, or a tirkov, which is a smaller measurement, half a saw. The yashav aleh, ye tameh, tameh le mevah, yoyshev ala kli asher yashav alav. He sits on a kli which is supposed to be sat upon. Then yitma. We say, mishem yuchid li yeshiva. It's got to be a type of keli which is oimed for yeshiva. Yatzezeh, to the exclusion of this she'imrim loy, that we say amoid v'nasim lachtein. If someone's sitting on a light bulb, so we say get off, you know, allow the light bulb to be used normally. There's no tumas medris meishev and so on for if you are misusing it and so on. So really the Gemara is saying that our Mishnah could go like Rabbi Eliezer. If it's good like Rabbi Eliezer, there's got to be something different over here. We're saying there is something different because they made the getter of the Shviferis is, they made it into something which has the Tuma, which is Metama Adam Mekalim. So for sure it should be Machayiv Harav Shemesh. And nevertheless, there's no Chayiv of Harav Shemesh. And that was what they did, Lahitzi Melib and Shultz Tukim. Okay, we'll pick it up tomorrow at Hashem at 9:30.